The ninth day of the blessed month of Baba, the departure of Pope Omanius, the seventh patriarch of the See of St. Mark. On this day in the year 141 AD, the pure and chaste saint Anba Omanius, the seventh patriarch of the See of St. Mark, departed. This saint was born in the city of Alexandria, and he was raised in Christian upbringing. He was known for his knowledge and moral excellence, and so Pope Ibrimus, the fifth patriarch, ordained him a deacon, and then St. Justus, the sixth patriarch, ordained him a priest. He also appointed him the dean of the theological school of Alexandria. When Pope Justus departed, they unanimously agreed to appoint this father a patriarch. He was consecrated and enthroned in the year 129 AD. Pope Omanius consecrated many bishops for many parishes in the land of Egypt, Nubia, and the five western cities called Pentapolis. He also ordained a great number of priests to shepherd the faithful and to teach them the Christian faith. Pope Omanius persevered in bringing back the strayed sinners. He explained to the pagans plainly the divinity of our Lord Jesus Christ. He also explained to the heretics that the Lord Christ is one in his divine essence. He remained on the patriarchal throne for 11 years and 3 months and departed in peace. May the blessing of his prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen. Also on this day, the Church celebrates the commemoration of St. Simon, the bishop. May his prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen. Also on this day, the Church commemorates a great occurrence in the sky above Egypt, a total solar eclipse in the year 1241 AD. It was during the reign of Sultan El-Salah Ayyub, who was a descendant of the family of Salah ad-Din the Great, and also during the papacy of the Patriarch Kyrillos III, the 75th Pope of the See of St. Mark. It was during a time of uncertainty and ongoing battles between the Ayyubid Empire and the European Crusaders, who were trying to win back the Holy Lands from the Arabs, and conflict within the Ayyubid dynasty itself. The Christians in Egypt often found themselves distrusted and embattled from all sides. And then, one morning, the sun in the sky slowly disappeared, and the sky became as dark as night. Stars were even seen in the sky, although it was daytime. The people lit lamps and were struck with a great fear that something was seriously wrong, especially during this time of uncertainty and conflict that was all around them. The people cried out to God the Almighty with all their hearts, asking for his compassion and mercy. And the Lord had mercy on them, removing their fear, and the darkness was lifted as the moon slowly moved away from the sun. The sun again appeared and lit up the world as the eclipse ended, and the lamps were extinguished. The people glorified God, who did not deal with them according to their sins, but according to his mercy and patience. And people came to realize the great blessing of witnessing and understanding a very small part of the boundless creation of God. To God is all glory. Amen.